Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think this loser-ass organization will look at it and go, oh my God, Matthew got hurt. Let's give them another year. It's the worst possible scenario. The worst.
This is on Quinn, though, for not preparing for something
like
this.
Why are you yelling at me?
No, because it pisses me off. I've said this for years, and it's finally coming true.
Jesus.
They never prepare for this. I've always thought, well, if
Stafford... Had a hell of a day already, and now he's yelling at me.
If Stafford gets hurt, they're screwed. He's Mr. Durable, but once he goes down, they're not even prepared. So we'll see. Okay, Bob, we'll see how the roster really is now that your award-winning quarterback is out.
This week really is incredible when you think about it. If you take the seven-day period going from Saturday through next Saturday, and you look at, like, what's going on, you go, Jesus, MSU blows a 28-3 lead to Illinois. I got Matthew Stafford in a controversy and probably out for the season. Michigan is going to blow our doors off. And then I get a devastating diagnosis. I got to put one of my dogs down.
I know, man.
This week, and then you yell at me.
No, I wasn't yelling at you. I was yelling at Bob Quinn.
I go,
Quinn,
this kid's unbelievable.
This is the problem.
You're the issue. I'm like, well, dude, come on. It's been a hell of a day, bro.
Quinn is, and believe me, I'm very sorry to hear about that.
The company offered you. If you want to go home early, just say so.
Who is this? 97.1.
And we got a snowstorm.
Yeah. But yeah, if next few days, there's going to be a day I'm probably not here. That's why I'm not here, guys. We gotta put the legend down, unfortunately. Terrible.
No, it sucks.
Poor Leo.
It sucks. Terrible. No other way to put it.
I thought it was a random checkup, too. Unbelievable.
That was this morning, earlier this morning.
Yep. So, big week for me. Sucks.
No, dude,
honestly,
there's no way to put it.
No, we'll probably talk about it on the podcast because I know people here don't care. Yeah. You know, it's more just, you know, dance for me, funny man. Do your thing. It's like, honest to God, I think it's so difficult. Like, if you're an animal person and you love, and again, whether you're, I hate cats, but I get why people like them. That's their business. But, like, I'm a dog person. Dude, that's going to murder me. Today's already been difficult. So the show's been good because I've escaped and I can just do what I got to do. But, dude, it's like dogs are the best. They really are.
Yep.
I mean, they give you kind of the best of human beings. They have a great way of reading the room. It's unconditional love. It's zero judgment. And it's a loyalty that really most people never can offer. So, no, they don't. Dogs don't feel things like appreciation. I mean, their brains are the size of walnuts. But they have the best of us. So, yeah, like it's I don't know. I know some people view it and they probably think it's super strange. And they're like, Jesus, like it's just a pet. Then you're not an animal person.
It's a family member.
It
family
is.
Family member, man.
It is. No doubt. When my parents put down their dog, God, what was it now? It was midsummer. They had a dog for, God, what was Bella? 13, maybe? And when they put her down, incredibly, it was terrible. This will be worse for me because this, you know, basically that's my guy. Do you know how many hours of sports Leo has watched? How much bad Detroit sports that young man has watched?
How much good MSU stuff, but not this year, obviously, but how many good MSU memories?
You know,
he's a great dog.
I said it to him before I had to come back to work today. I did tell him, I go, listen, this is a terrible situation, but at least you'll be watching MSU get their doors blown off from above. He won't have to endure what takes place Saturday.
Oh, man.
That honestly, Saturday would have been one of the signature games for Leo where he just would have pointed his butthole at the TV. And slept.
Well, he always said that he liked looking at the grass on TV.
He loved it.
Right?
Football, he will perk up. And he will, like, twist his head and kind of, like, watch it. He'll always come up on the couch and sit right on my hip, and he'll watch it. And he'll, like, stare. He gets in this deep gaze. It's like Roberto when he stares at breasts. But, like, with basketball, he can't be bothered with. I'm telling you, it's the grass. I'm telling you. Yes, Roberto. You better keep this classy. You're talking about my. This is going to kill me.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I think you're going to be way more emotional than you think. I pitch you as like Ron Burgundy when he lost Baxter.
Oh yeah, it'll be terrible.
Like inconsolable. Yeah.
Oh my God! No, I will. No, of course. I mean, it's tough, man. You know, and you feel bad because you're the one who's got to do it. Like the dog doesn't get a choice. But the option we were given today is no option at all. Like, I hate when human beings get selfish with animals. Like, don't – it's a, like, I don't want to make him suffer, and I don't want to make him, you know, have no quality of life. Why? So I can stare at him? Like, I mean, come on. That's not right. So, yeah, I'm going to miss one day this week because I'm going to have to get that done, and I don't know what the schedule will be, but yeah, awful. What an awful Monday.
What a legendary dog.
Yeah, a legend.
I mean, just a happy dog, man.
Legend in the game. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right. Yeah. How did we get there from Stafford? What? The, oh,
well,
you claimed, you screamed at me.
Thanks for making me feel good.
Yes.
About it.
You screamed at me, and I'm like,
don't get it twisted. I was screaming. I was screaming at Bob Quinn, not you. So I know. And all jokes aside, man. Of course, it's a tough day, and
I sucks.
I am sorry for you, man.
Yeah, it's terrible, but. You know, it's funny, Mike. It's so ironic. It's like a couple weeks ago, weren't we sitting here? It was like a Thursday. We were all busting balls. And I just happened to be looking at dogs. Like, I'm like, man, I'd really like to get a third. But, you know, like Leo's old, so he's a little grumpy. And then here it is a few weeks later, and it's like, wow. Yeah. That's just crazy how that works out.
Poor little guy.
Sucks. All right, well, enough of that. You guys don't care. We'll move along to Lions, which is probably equally depressing in different ways. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.